Seven ways to lead. Evolve professionally and personally, enhancing your leadership and work-life harmony by Andre Young. A leader's preparation. How you consistently show up with a positive mindset, a servant leader attitude, expanding the vision, and intentionally building up others through impact, influence, protection, and expectations for greatness. That's personal leadership. The three other marriages. You get ready each morning and brush your teeth in front of the mirror to head out to win the day. But how many times do you make intentional eye contact with the person in the mirror? The author describes his vows to himself in this way. I remember the day I married myself. Like any other day, standing in front of the mirror getting ready, I felt compelled to make eye contact, maintain eye contact, and make some vows to me. I vowed not to fail, to reach my definition of success, to go deeper, and also to be a success as a husband, a father, and a friend. I vowed to live my dream of supporting my family with content I created through my own business, and to live our desired lifestyle as a family. What a powerful moment that I will never forget and use as daily motivation. What vows will you make for yourself, your life, and your future? Get your triangle right. Let's get your triangle right. Imagine a triangle. At the top is your vision and expanded definition of success, as well as your faith. If you are a faith-based person and your faith helps you to be a better person, have a better relationship, and live an honorable life, that's at the top. If you are not a faith-based person, talk with your partner about your dream and vision for your life, lifestyle, relationship, and family. This is what guides you, not the kids, not your job, and not the duties of the day. On the bottom right side of the triangle is you and your partner, and other important relationships. On the bottom left side of the triangle is you. Care for yourself, treat yourself, follow your dreams, and live your best life. Get your triangle right and evolve. A leader's gratitude. Avoid the "I have to" trap. What if you transform your language following an evolution of perspective and gratitude? Instead of "I have to," try "I get to." I get to go to work. You know, the place you interviewed at, were excited to get the acceptance from, and can quit anytime you choose. I get to go to work. Sounds and feels a lot better than "I have to go to work." Tonight, I get to take my kids to basketball practice. Sounds and feels better than "I have to take my kids to practice." Most importantly, it positively impacts our brain, forming a more positive thought, leading to a more positive feeling, positive behavior, and positive consequences. What do you get to do today? TGIT. TGIT has nothing to do with what day it is. It has everything to do with you, your mindset, gratitude, joy to meet the day, and all it has to offer. Beat the day instead of it beating you. You get to rise today and begin your day. Some people didn't. You get to go to the job you applied for. If you hate it, change your perspective or start looking for a new one. You get to spend time with your significant other today. At some point, you won't. So how will you enjoy him or her today? You get to spend time with your kids, whether through the craziness of their schedules or carrying them to and from practices and games. Enjoy them. A leader's confidence. If you have the guts to move forward toward your dream, what you'll need is confidence. And at times, that can be in short supply. Stop allowing an average life. Life is amazing. Life is odd. Life is a lot of things. There are times when life will surprise us, both good and bad. Life can be fair, and it can be extremely unfair at times. Good and bad happen to the good and bad alike. Although some things are out of our control, remember this: we tend to live what we allow. Actively living a great life is not for the weak. It takes risk, inner strength, determination, self-love, and respect for ourselves and others to live the life of our dreams. It's a good thing these all exist in you. You can choose to take this journey as fast or as slow as you'd like, but today is your first step. Whatever you do, if it's your passion, make sure to do it daily, do it smart, and do it to the best of your ability. Enjoy. Leaders can be insecure. Insecurities, we all have them, but yours alone yells the loudest in your head, in your heart, and within your relationships at work, in your home, and in your personal life. So, how do we begin the process of overcoming our insecurities? We must first be aware of what our insecurities are and why they are. Second, acknowledge where you are and who you are. This includes your positives, negatives, and what you personally bring to the table as a person, a professional, a partner, a parent, and more. Take pride in it. Finally, enjoy your life. Live and actively work to build up those around you. Daily leadership. As a leader, it's your job to exist and be great when the non-ready get ready, so they know where to go, how to get there, and what to do. The more deposits you make in the lives of those you lead, stemming from your interest, care, and respect for others, the stronger your relationships will be as a leader. Difficult conversations will be less frequent, less offensive, and less sharp. The difficult conversations are those talks about unmet needs, disappointment, or sharing some hard observations with someone you value or care about. Those conversations are never easy, but if you've made enough deposits, a few withdrawals won't bankrupt the relationship. It still matters how you say it. Frequent deposits do not give a leader the green light to spout whatever they want. What are the dreams of your employees, leaders, players, students, partners, kids, parents, etc.? How will you help them achieve those dreams? Ride that roller coaster. Some people love roller coasters, can't get enough, and are one with the motion. Others prefer the security and control of being on solid ground, having limited risk, and relaxing in safe confines. However, there are no safe confines in the world of leadership, and roller coasters are a lot like life, leadership, and success. It may start off slow, and you can't wait for it to pick up, so you can feel the adulation of your success, making your own decisions, making your own path and mark. This success doesn't come stress or worry-free. Leaders express concern and anxiety in making hard but necessary change, managing many people, managing old friends, managing people more senior or more experienced than themselves, or people they don't necessarily care for or respect. It's easy for fear and self-doubt or our ego to step in, whispering destructive things into our head. Then, pow, off you go at warp speed with all the highs, lows, twists, and turns of leadership and success. The way to evolve and master the roller coaster of success in leadership is to maximize the highs, minimize the lows, don't let the twists and turns take your eyes off the vision and mission, and pull into the station at the end, wide-eyed, knowing you've just lived and conquered. Clear and concise leadership. Here are a few scenarios to explore. Have you ever received instruction from someone and did what they asked, only to be told how bad a job you did? Have you been left feeling bewildered and not good enough? Have you ever received instruction only to be left feeling confused but too nervous to ask for clarity, thinking it must be you, and you'll do your best to figure it out? Or have you received zero instruction, handled the situation to the best of your ability, knowledge, and capacity, only to be told how you handled it was wrong? Much of this can be avoided with enhanced, clear, and concise leadership. As leaders, our job is to ensure answers to these questions. Are the expectations, rules, consequences, and plans clear to everyone? Are they simple enough and easy enough for everyone to understand? Is everyone aware? A leader's risk. As a leader, you have a dream, a goal, and a desired lifestyle. Whatever your vision, it will require some risk. You will risk your comfort, your heart, your money, your identity, and most likely your time, energy, and effort. A leader's risky evolution. Risk doesn't promise success. It only promises you different short-term experiences. How you choose to process, learn from, and apply short-term experiences will lead you to success. As you evolve through the process of risk-taking, you may be surprised how your definition of success may change. It is up to you to evaluate the risk for you, your team, and the people it will impact. When you decide to go for it, prepare yourself and your team to push a bit past the comfort zone and enjoy the positives of evolution. Allow time to celebrate successes and accept each setback as a success lesson. A leader's self-care. Give yourself permission to pause, to consider your continue, stop, and start. You must be doing some great things to be where you are in life right now. Look around you. Do you have shelter? People that enjoy you? Not to mention the ability to read and listen to leadership resources? Things could be a lot worse. So continue what you are doing great. Give yourself permission to pause to consider your stop, start, and continue. Stop when you need to stop. We all engage in behaviors, whether as a person, professional, partner, or parent. We can benefit from stopping. Let's stop the unhelpful thought patterns and behaviors that add stress and lead to future chaos in our lives. If you can't stop them, at least be willing to modify and do them in moderation. Your future is counting on you. Start. Although stopping or modifying the negatives in our lives is good, there are times to replace the negatives and start something new. This is the key to our success, your leadership, and your work-life harmony. Superman-Superwoman Syndrome. The demands of your day are numerous, constant, and at times thankless. It takes a special person to do what you do and accomplish what you accomplish in a day. You are super, but you may not need to be Superman or Superwoman. Every superhero takes solace in their alter ego. Superman sometimes gets to escape the pressure of being the hero when he's Clark Kent. Clark Kent gets to take a breath, go on vacation, see the world through a different lens, experience the same people in his day-to-day in a different light. In a world always urging you to be super, move forward and succeed. Today, embrace your Clark Kent, put your cape down, and allow other people to be the hero. The Leader's Seven. If you plan to move to France and live there for the rest of your life, would you learn French? Why? You could get along without knowing the language, but your ability to connect, feel comfortable, and your overall experience would be limited. Learning the language of the land opens us up to better communicate, enhancing our ability to understand and meet the needs of the people we're leading. There are seven languages employees, athletes, students, and our followers want to hear, need to hear, and benefit most from hearing from their leaders that impact motivation, inspiration, self-worth, bonding, and purpose. Goodies time may include donuts in the morning or a full catered gourmet lunch. People remember these treats. Quality minutes benefit the culture, creating and enhancing curiosity, bonding, attachment, and a sense of belonging and loyalty. Those who enjoy recognition and affirmation are motivated and inspired by hearing positive things about their work and effort. The employee who values knowledge and advancement wants to know what you know and may want to be you someday. Individuals who prefer incentives are motivated by raises, bonuses, earned trips, and/or office competitions. Others are highly motivated by flexibility. And finally, everyone enjoys the language of respect. As leaders, we need to speak the Leader's Seven, remembering that each person we lead has a top one or two. Your ability to know your craft, convey a vision and message, Connect with others, not just the people you enjoy. Move others forward together toward a common goal and remain positive along the way. This is leadership. 7 Ways to Lead. Evolve professionally and personally, enhancing your leadership and work-life harmony. By Andre Young. Has been summarized by permission of the publisher, Morgan James Publishing.